Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, wait for it, movies!
Hooray.
Today is Saturday, January 10th, 24th. I started to say 2015 and then 14 start. I don't know what's going on. Today's Saturday, January 10th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hi, Kitty.
Hello.
Oh, well, if you guys end up hearing a bunch of noise in the background that sound like really, really bad drivers, you know, flooring it and just making all sorts of noise out there, that's actually
California.
No, it's not California. With a K. No. No, the Monster Jam is going on over at Angel Stadium, so there's some noisemakers out there.
I know, it's loud.
And it's raining too. That's, you know,
so they'll be doing a whole lot of mudding.
What's mudding?
It's where stupid people drive through the mud and sling it everywhere and think it's fun.
Okay.
With big trucks.
Why do you have your microphone so high?
I don't know why.
You're like going up onto your toes to... Yeah.
All right.
You're like standing up on your toes in order to speak into it. All right. Well, I do have something for the time machine this week. Last week, I chose Annie for... Well, I mentioned it last week at some point, I think.
It's a new release, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or an old friend.
I don't... Well, no, it wasn't an old friend because I was talking about the one that is currently in theaters. Ugh. And... What?
Nothing. Just
what?
Ugh.
No, what? Seriously. What's making
I just don't like remakes. I just don't like remakes. Especially like one that really didn't deserve to be remade. There was nothing wrong with
the
original.
Didn't deserve to be remade? Or you know,
shouldn't be remade.
Okay. I was going to say, something not deserving to be remade, you know, that's like you saying, like, that movie sucked, no one should ever try and do it again, and yeah, totally hated it. Official Midnight Movie Nights review.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
That was it not Annie. You hang up your microphone and headphones.
Okay.
Annie rocked.
What, the original Annie?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be remade.
Yeah,
like the movie Arthur.
I'll give you that one. Yeah. Well, and that was my contention last week as well. But yeah, so Annie, I just wanted to bring it up again because last week, over at Starbucks, the song of the week was it's the Hard Knock Life, and it was from the movie cast. And you know what? I really like that track. It was done pretty well.
What, like an original recording or
no,
something new
from
remake?
From the remake. Okay. Will you get over it and just
okay, you enjoyed it. That's cool.
It's not the Hard Knock Life. It's a well done track. It really is. And so, yeah, I will end up seeing this movie, probably not in theaters, just, well, There's plenty of other things I'd rather see, but
yeah.
But I will definitely watch it eventually, and yeah. Actually, unless I find out that Tim, because he, you know, he kind of made the announcement on the most recent SLS cast that he's been working for Sony. So if I found out that he worked on this movie, then I'll go see it in theaters.
Okay. That's awesome.
What? You don't want to, you know, if you found out that Tim worked on this movie, you wouldn't like immediately turn around and go watch it?
I would ask him what the hell he was thinking.
What are you thinking working for the company that you work for?
I've got a plan.
You have a plan.
Like a Cylon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got a plan.
Maybe he has a plan.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Go for it, Tim.
Or maybe it's a job in the industry that he wants to work in, and they pay him money.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of need money to live. You know,
I like money.
Yeah. Oh, I like money.
We should hang out.
Well, yeah. So should we... I don't know, maybe.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity.
Nope, we're not going to prepare our arms. We're skipping the tournament this week.
Oh, okay.
What, did you think I was actually, you know, just going to change it on you at the last second and throw the tournament back in there?
Probably. It could have happened. I might have.
I would have rejected it because I control the soundboard, the recording, and all of that stuff. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
This is why I'm called Siebes.
And well, I guess I have nothing for the time machine.
Well, you didn't fill anything in for it, so.
I get nothing.
Yeah, you actually have to update the show notes if you don't want me to skip you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and skip the tournament this week. Honestly, I came home from the office today and damn near passed out. I didn't have enough time to update everything. It's been a hell of a week, and if we were gonna go see the movie before doing the show, I didn't even have time to do last minute stuff. Like, I had a couple of them, but they're things that we can save for next week. I know you filled some out. And
yeah, I was ready.
You were ready?
Yeah.
How many segments did you have?
About 6.
Okay. Well, okay. Just 6? I mean, we've got 23 segments.
6 that were detailed.
Okay.
I put some real work into them this week, but okay.
Well,
guilt trip. No, I didn't have anything.
Oh yeah, like I didn't do anything this week for the show. You know, I didn't completely retool how we do the show notes or anything like that, so it could be more efficient. We don't have to click all over the fracking place just to find information.
It looks cool.
Are you actually using it?
Yeah.
How come you didn't fill anything in?
I just signed in on the computer.
Oh, who put work into things? You know, you didn't even have the show notes left? Come on. No, now I have to, anymore. Yeah,
I couldn't
seriously
get things to work. I don't know what was going on. It was going slow.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the network's been terrible the last few days.
I blame the mudding next door. I don't know.
Yeah, what did that have to do with earlier in the week, though? I mean, I
don't know.
On Getting Geeky, I was having all sorts of problems. And then last night when Jim and I were hosting the Ramble because Alex was out sick. It was really Jim hosting, and I was just...
It was Jim week.
It was Jim week. He did 11 shows this week. I actually kind of feel bad about complaining about being, you know, tired, and then I remember, oh, yeah, I worked a shit ton of hours this week, so... I may not have done 11 shows. This is my fourth this week, but all together, I'm when you combine Gabnet Midnight Movie Nights and my day job, I'm pushing about 80 hours this week. I'm kind of freaking tired. So, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So, instead of the Tournament of Segments, we're just going to go ahead and get right into the flick pick.
The flick pick.
Hey, Kitty, how's Battleforged?
Who cares? No.
Exactly. You know,
people hit each other with axes and swords and...
And shoot each other with bows and arrows and have trolls with pointy things on their heads smashing into walls and...
Troll smash. I'm a troll, bitch.
What? What did you say?
I said I'm the troll, bitch.
Don't you know who I am? I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Yeah. So, what's our flick pick for the week?
The Hobbit.
I thought it was The Hunger Games.
It was supposed to be, but...
Why is it not The Hunger Games?
Because we went to see The Hobbit.
Yeah, but why didn't we watch The Hunger Games before, you know, before we started doing all of this?
I'm not really sure. We just went to see The Hobbit. We've been wanting to see it, and finally decided the hell with it. We're going to go see it. So we went to see it. We didn't have enough time when we got back to watch it. Because that's 2 hours and 24, 25 minutes.
2 hours and 24 minutes.
Yeah, so including...
The runtime's in the show notes, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was going from what I remembered. I don't want to always rely on the show notes.
But the show notes are what's accurate. Your memory may not be. That's certainly not in my case. Especially once the mic... You know, there's something about doing the live show. It's...
Well, including...
It's not even doing the live show. It's knowing that you're being recorded. We've talked about this before. Not going to rehash it.
But okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, live is...
So probably about 2 hours and 45 minutes with previews. We missed a couple of them, but... I didn't see any that really stood out, except for the...
Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I really want to see that one when it comes out. But yeah, we were at the theater for a good 3 hours.
Yeah, we did stay through all of the credits.
Well, yeah, of course, because people worked hard on the movie and they deserve to have us, you know, our butts in the seats looking at and reading each and every one of their names.
And making notes.
We didn't have to tell them that that's what both of us were doing. You know, outcome...
Noticed a few names in there that were different
credits that stood out.
Yeah.
Like the second unit director.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That was Andy Serkis.
Indeed, it was.
And then what's his name?
What, Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, that's it. I keep thinking of.
He's one of the writers, dude.
Yeah, I keep Benito.
Benicio del Toro?
Yeah. For some reason, I keep mixing those two up. I don't know why.
Because they are both del Toros?
Yeah.
They're of the bull. I think that's what that means.
I keep thinking about The Usual Suspects, but it has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
We went to see it in 3D. That was my first 3D movie in the theater.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that. I was actually sitting here waiting for you to say, that was my first 3D movie, and then I was going to throw it in your face. Tron Legacy.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the theater.
Yeah, in the theater.
And we didn't watch all the Tron Legacy in 3D. We watched about 10 minutes. Oh, that's the 3D. Yeah, that's a thing. Okay.
And then we
watched something else.
3D, and then, yeah.
Okay, that happened. Things jumping out at my face. Okay.
They don't jump out at your face. It just adds like a... Not really.
Tell me the snow didn't look real in the 3D in this The Hobbit. You didn't notice? I started like batting at the snow. Or I wanted to.
It's not like Captain EO where the little thing flies out in front of you. You've never been to Disneyland. Damn it.
Yeah, you noticed the blank stare. Like, what the hell is?
Okay, it's not like the gimmicky 3D of the 80s.
The red and blue glasses or red and green or whatever.
No. Well, yeah, there's that, but no, it's not like where they're having creatures flying out in front of your face just to be like, ooh, 3D, and you know, watch all the idiots swinging at it. I was one of those idiots. This is your first set of fireworks.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought that was a wreck. Damn. I was going to say, holy crap, that's a wreck. I want to go and see it. Is it a lot of noise happening out there? But, come on, it did look real to me. I mean, like I said, first thing.
Dude, I was really impressed by the 3D in this movie.
Yeah.
Usually, I get a headache. My eyes get really tired.
It happened a couple of times. I took the glasses off for a second, and then...
I was very, very pleasantly surprised. They did a really, really good job on the 3D in this. And frankly, we were both in the... We didn't want to see it in 3D, but someone left the office 10 minutes late, and that ended up being a critical 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to oversleep when I got home this morning.
But you were up and responding to texts as soon as I told you I was leaving the office. You were right there. I was
already getting ready.
You handled it like a pro. But yeah, unfortunately, I hit a little bit of traffic and yeah, not nearly as bad as it was going home last night. It took me an hour and a half to get home last night.
Oh, good grief!
Yeah, I only worked 24 miles away.
Well, it took us almost that long to get home from the.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, because we've got the Monster Jam going on out there, and then there were cars weaving in and out, and it's like, okay, people, we're not moving. Will you stop trying to get ahead and just wait for the fucking traffic to start moving again? You're making it worse. Man. If Johnny was here, he'd be, you're doing it wrong.
And running him over with a bus.
Oh my gosh. And then, you know, and then when it became clear where everyone was going... my gosh, it just trying to get away from the people trying to go to the Monster Jam ended up, you know, oh my god. Oh, there was a lot of congestion. It took us almost half an hour just to get from the theater that is, what, 2 miles away?
Yeah, we could have walked.
Yeah, I have walked it before. It would be faster than that, but it was, you know, raining. Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. Too. We're getting rain. It's so great. It, you know, just for being in a very, very severe drought every single time it rains, I jump up and down for joy. You know, it's
something I'm getting used to.
What, me jumping up and down or getting used to the rain?
To the rain, everyone getting excited about the rain.
Well, because we've had
a drought before, but I don't know. It's not a usual thing for us, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this last one has it's been the worst one that I can remember in quite some time. You know, since I was a kid. And just having this rain come in, it gives me hope that we actually may see it end, hopefully soon, but I doubt it, you know, just because of the severity of the drought. But, yeah, hey, somehow, inevitably, I always end up talking about the weather. Oh, and DC Cantel sent us a tweet saying, I have been to the Monster Jam, and trust me, the only thing worse than being around MJ... Oh, wait. You dick.
I saw that.
I'm not reading that.
I'm glad you read it, because if I did...
I'm not reading it.
Get the spray bottle out. It's on your desk.
Yeah, it's on my desk. I needed it yesterday. He says the only thing worse than being around MJ is being at MJ. I see what you did there, Al.
Oh, I do like the one he sent a couple of minutes prior to that. Was boom. Miranda Janelle, shut that shit down.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was
okay.
2 minutes ago.
It probably wasn't tagged at Movie Night's Pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anywho, so The Hobbit, directed by Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
Written Well, there's four different screenplay writers on this. Let's see. We've got Fran Walsh, Philippa Bowens, Peter Jackson, and Guillermo del Toro. An interesting omission on the IMDb page.
Yeah, what?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did have something to do with it, right?
Yeah, just, you know, just a tiny little bit. I don't know. They changed so much of the fucking story that maybe they shouldn't credit him. Maybe IMDb got it right. But the characters, he did create the characters, though. okay, this is easily my favorite of the three movies.
Why?
But before we get to that, let's go through some of the statistics. I'm kind of jumping out of order. I don't know. You keep playing with your phone, and you're not doing any of the story.
I'm looking for my notes, so I have.
What do you mean you're looking? Why aren't your notes in the? Because you just opened it before the show. Okay.
My other notes are on there. I've got notes everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have one unified set of notes now.
I'm a rebel.
yeah. I swear. I swear.
I'm your notes first. What you had to say, and I was just doing my little.
You
thing.
You do here. Realize because we're using Google Docs. We can both edit it at the same time.
Maybe I want to be secretive about my notes. No looky, you.
Okay.
Or maybe I just opened them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. So we're right back to what I said a minute ago. Okay. there were a lot of bigger named actors in this, you know, definitely big name actors and some up and coming and or at least some. I haven't seen a whole lot, so to me they're up and coming.
I know a few of them, but like all of the dwarfs, I don't know who they are.
I don't know all of the dwarfs, but Martin Freeman.
Well, yeah, I know him.
Not a dwarf.
No, Hobbit.
Hobbit.
The yep. Hobbit.
Ian McKellen. Definitely a big name.
Yeah, and very tall. He's Gandalf.
Indeed. Let's see, we've got Richard Armitage.
Bard, right?
Thorin,
okay.
Luke Evans was Bard.
All right.
How about Lee Pace? I love Lee Pace.
Thranduil?
Lee Pace made me freaking cry in this one at one point. Seriously, I can't believe I freaking started crying in the theater. I was like, weepy Siebes.
Hashtag weepy Siebes.
Orlando Bloom.
Legolas, of course.
Yeah. Evangeline Lilly.
Oh, she was...
you can get it. You can get it. Tariel?
Tariel, yeah.
There you go. All right. How about Cate Blanchett?
Galadriel?
Yep. Oh, she was
mean.
Oh, I loved her. I absolutely loved her.
Okay, I'll wait till you get to that part. I'll wait till you get to that part.
Okay.
I want to talk about that one.
Alrighty. Manu Bennett?
No clue.
Azog.
Oh, the...
The white orc.
Okay. The really...
The white dork. Oh, wait. That's me. let's see. How about Hugo Weaving?
Elrond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, come on. It's Hugo Weaving. Even though he only had a really small part, I had to throw him in the list. Sylvester McCoy. Ragamuffin Wizard? Okay.
Did you call him Ragamuffin Lizard?
Wizard.
Oh.
Just be glad I didn't call him the Doctor.
Yeah, well, we both call him the Doctor. Well, hey, Radagast.
Like I said, Ragamuffin.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. It's just funny.
Dude, he had bird shit on his face in the first movie.
Yeah, I was trying to not think of that.
Okay, Billy Connolly.
Dane.
I dane you, sir.
Dane it.
Okay, by looks, I would not have recognized Billy Connolly.
No,
but the moment he spoke, it was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, totally recognize the voice.
Oh, yeah.
I did hear... I did hear other people talk about, you know, him being in it, but you really wouldn't recognize him much. But yeah, the voice, totally. Yeah,
but once you hear, you know, once you hear his voice, you know, immediately, I was like, oh, okay, I can see him under the makeup, you know.
Yeah.
That actually kind of took me out of it just a little bit. Yeah. I felt like I was focusing too much on the actor and not the character that he was playing. But it's Billy Connolly. You know, he
was yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Why well, I started thinking about the Boondock Saints.
What? Okay.
He's in that, and he's got a really good, memorable character in that one. So
cool.
But he was a good dwarf. He was just kicking ass. He had that big hammer.
Indeed. Yeah, he was. It wasn't Thor's hammer.
I know.
But
it was better.
It was Dane's hammer.
Yeah.
What? Wait, seriously?
It's better than Mew Mew.
Better than Mew Mew.
He can't fly with it though, but I guess if he swung it around enough, it'd toss him somewhere. But you don't toss a dwarf.
Nice, very nice. Speaking of actors that were in this, and actually, at least for me, just because of the actor, and he's been getting, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about him recently. Kind of snapped me out of it momentarily when I saw him, but Christopher Lee.
Oh yeah, Sour Man.
Indeed, Sour Man.
Sour Man, yeah. I said Sour Man.
Yeah, but
Sour Man.
Yeah, we can just call him Sour Man.
He is kind of a sourpuss, especially in the Lord of the Rings. Me.
Did you forget how to say movies?
No.
The Lord of the Rings. Me. I don't know. I'm just giving you shit.
No poo.
Dooku? Dooky? Count Dooky?
Oh, yeah, he was Dooku.
Yeah, he was Count Dooky.
Now you are talking shit.
Always. And how about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, big lizard.
And a necromancer.
That one I didn't get. I didn't understand all of that. Even when in the first two movies. I don't.
Okay, so here's my deal with the necromancer.
Okay, yeah.
From it's been 2 years since I've read the book. I may not be remembering it correctly, and I should say it's been 2 years since I reread the book. I don't remember anything from any of the times that I've read it about any real details about the necromancer, other than, you know, they bring him up. And something that really, really bothered me was the way that it all wrapped up in the book. It was just kind of like, oh, yeah, what about the necromancer? Oh, yeah, we took care of him. This is something where I think, you know, even though they made all of these changes to the story, this third movie really ties it all together.
Like a good rug.
Like a good rug. Yeah.
Well, I just remember him being a shadowy figure in a hallway, and then it just wasn't mentioned again. I didn't understand that.
Well, they at the end of the book, they just kind of like, oh yeah, and all of that was taken care of. It was just kind of like the, well, how? What the hell? You bring up this character, and like, you know, there's something suspicious going on here. We're going to investigate. By the way, we took care of it. Well, what was it?
I got an image of like townspeople after everyone's celebrating. What about the necromancer? Oh, we took care of him. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly cool. That's exactly how I remember the book ending.
That was the very last page?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we took care of the necromancer.
The end.
Fiend. Yeah, they
credits.
I really like that they actually told a story about how they took care of the necromancer.
Okay, I'll have to read it then. I haven't gotten around to reading The Hobbit. I've got it, I just haven't read it.
Yeah, it's right there.
Along with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, along with Lord of the Rings.
I've got that book too. Well, all three books, but again, no time.
That's all three combined into one volume. But yeah, so they actually told the story of them dealing with the necromancer, and we got to see a badass Galadriel.
Oh, I know. She was awesome. When she first showed up, do we want to say?
Go ahead.
When she first showed up, you know, they're helping.
Well, here, hold on. I'll steal something from my getting geeky soundboard.
Okay.
Arg! Fair warning! There be spoilers ahead, mateys!
Okay, so...
Well, give people time to pause or to rip their earbuds out if they don't want to hear your, you know, apparently you're about to spoil something, so I think this has been enough time.
So, if you didn't want to hear everything I was going to say, you know, give it a minute or two, and then, because that's what I was about to say, I was going to give a warning. Fair warning. But...
Yeah, right, okay, fair warning has been given.
All right. So, Galadriel shows up there helping Gandalf because he's locked in a cage. I don't remember what happened in the second one. Somehow he got captured.
The second movie just feels completely and totally unnecessary. They could have put the relevant portions.
I keep hearing that too. It should have just been two movies and that was it. But anyway, they come in to help him. And I thought, you know, they had Elrond came in and Sour Man. And, you know, they started fighting, what, the Nine Kings? They were like ghosts? Whatever. Anyways, she didn't seem like she was going to be doing a whole lot. She helped Gandalf, and then she got weak all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, come on. Everyone else is fighting, and she's like...
Well, she was bringing him back.
I know. That's what I thought. And then...
Yeah, she was... she was basically healing him enough to
yeah. And then,
took a lot out of her.
Yeah. So that's what I thought she was going to have to do. And she was like passing out and they were going to save her. And then once Gandalf was taken off, she just like jumped up.
Yeah, she summoned all of her strength and showed.
She turned green and dark. And
well, and they hinted at that in The Lord of the Rings. In her scenes in there when Frodo was offering her the ring and you know, they kind of hinted at that.
That she was like that? She could go into crazy psycho mode?
Sure.
I just thought it was all like something with the ring, you know, like power of the ring making her kind of a little bit crazy, but this was pre-ring.
Yeah.
And she was nuts.
And it just goes... And then she's just like, we got to see exactly how powerful she is.
I know. That was crazy. I liked it. I want to see more of her. See a whole crazy Galadriel story.
No. No. Don't you dare.
I dare.
Peter Jackson will make another fucking trilogy.
Oh, I don't dare, Dan. I take that. Erase the last 5 seconds.
Look, I enjoyed The Lord of the Rings... I mostly enjoyed this series. Nothing new being said here. I really, really did not like the changes to the story, but at least the Battle of the Five Armies made it all make sense. It made it, you know, they did a pretty good job of tying things together. I think, you know, or at least making an excuse for all of the changes. And it's something that ultimately ended up allowing for that sequence with the necromancer. So, okay, I'll forgive them for that and just continue to enjoy it. I do think this was the best out of the three. However, the battle with Smaug in the very beginning.
Yeah.
That was too short.
Yeah. It was. That's what I was going to bring up, too. It just, you got to see him in the last one, you know, wake up, take off, and head into town. And then,
yeah.
Like 5 minutes, and that's it? Well, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, nothing happened in this second fucking movie. You just, the entire thing was exposition. Like, keep falling asleep.
Breathe a little fire, and then just gone. Fire. We were just getting to know him.
Yeah. And so he comes in, starts attacking the town, and
can I say he looked good in 3D?
I'm saying the freaking 3D in this was really well done.
Yeah, I'm glad that we did see it in 3D after all.
The whole story with Bard slaying him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. also a little, you know, a little different from the book, but I really like what they did with that.
Yeah, I liked Bard. He ended up being a pretty cool guy.
Well, he's a cool character in the book, too.
Again, I haven't read the book.
Yeah, well.
I will.
One day?
Yeah, one day.
Okay. All right, so I'm looking at my notes here, and okay, in the final battle, you know, well, actually not really the final battle. At this point we only have 4 of the 5 armies. But I really there was just one point in there when the women and children had fallen back to the keep. And
oh, the Great Hall?
Yeah, the Great Hall.
Being led by the old Weasley bastard. Let's see,
I think the keep was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was...
That's right.
The Two Towers.
Okay.
Elm's Deep. That's what you were thinking of.
Sure. So, in Dale, when they fall back to the Great Hall, just all the women, you know, grabbing weapons and... they're like, the hell with this. The kids are safe. We're going to go fight.
Yeah. You know, anyone can stand up, just grab a weapon.
Exactly. You know, and just in the theater, just nice little, yeah, awesome. little fist pump and right back into enjoying the movie.
Women power, yay. That's not. Okay, don't look at me like that. And don't grab the spray bottle either.
What have I got in my pocket?
I don't know.
My phone.
Okay. For the record, I did not jump.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm almost at the end of the notes that I wanted to specifically bring up. So if you got anything, jump in here.
Okay. Well, we both did mention the second unit director, Smaug. Smaug. How do you say that? Is it Smaug? He's shooting fire. It's Smaug. And
okay. Yeah, he was shooting fire. Oh my gosh, the effect of, you know, how they showed it, you know, kind of like bellowing in his chest and building up, and
he had the ET chest.
The ET chest.
Phone home this.
This movie really was visually spectacular. And well, hey, it's a Peter Jackson flick. What do you expect?
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah,
I can't imagine what this is going to be like if, you know, he's going to do an extended cut. It's going to be like the last one had 25 extra minutes.
I thought the extended cut was why they cut it into 3 movies. Like, they did the extended cut from the get go.
Yeah, I know. You know, he'll add another 20 minutes that they cut out, or 40 minutes. I don't know. It'll end up being 13 hours like the first trilogy with the extended cut. But let's see.
What did you think of the scene between, you know, well, just the interaction between Legolas and his father. Apparently, I can't say his name right now.
Thranduil. I didn't see much interaction between the two. It seemed kind of strained.
Well, it may have been indirect, but, you know, Legolas, at one point, Legolas just flat out says, you know, yes, he is my king, but he does not control my heart.
Yeah.
They had a strained relationship, but, you know, there at the end, there was a nice touching moment.
Yeah, when they were interacting and Legolas was like, I can't go back. I'm going to go off and do things on my own.
Yeah, and he sent him after Strider.
Yeah.
I really like how he handled that. And was like, but his real name, you're just going to have to figure out on your own. And it's like, this is your adventure.
Yeah, because I ain't telling you nothing.
You little shit.
Next time you'll come home when I tell you to. Now be gone.
Yeah, go on your way. Go find the human. You've got a big epic. Yeah, but just...
Yeah, you got another story to tell. Okay, I'm guessing this after this point is when he made you cry when he was talking to
It was Tor-El. Before that. Yeah,
oh,
when
really?
He was talking. Yeah, that was before it.
Before it?
I thought.
That he made you cry?
Well, when he was talking to Tario.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was right after he told Legolas to...
I thought it was before. I don't know. I've only seen this movie once.
Oh.
And frankly... Okay. New rule. I was... Something I had thought about right before we went to go see it. I wanted to bring my notebook with me because, you know, I wanted to jot down notes as we go. It's something that I've been doing recently.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, just as we watch the movies for the first time, doing this show has really changed how I watch movies.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I've really started paying more attention to things than normal. I mean, it's gone beyond just something to mindlessly watch for a couple of hours to something I'm actually paying attention to. Just different things that I normally didn't.
Yeah, just knowing that you're probably going to talk about it, you know, it's not just sit back and turn off your brain and
like, this movie fun, make laugh, kitty like movie.
Yeah, so I wish I had brought my notebook with me, just because, well, after 2 hours and 24 minutes... I started panicking, like, oh my god, I had all of these thoughts at the beginning of the movie, and then I need to write them down.
Yeah, and you're not going to turn your phone on.
Exactly, because that would be rude. Don't turn on your phone in the movies, kids. It's rude.
They even give you a little PSA right before it. What was it, like 5 minutes into the movie? Two people down the row turn their phones on. I don't know what for. Maybe you didn't notice.
No, I
noticed it right away. The screens lit up. And I was like, didn't they just tell you not to turn the phone on?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Alamo Draft House, people will come in and tell you, turn that shit off or get out.
Yeah, oh, I should certainly hope so.
I mean, they get wicked bad about
it. If I had seen it, they were two rows in front of us?
No, it was about five or six.
Oh, so throwing popcorn at them wouldn't have worked?
No. You probably would have hit somebody. You throw your bottle of water.
No, throwing the popcorn and hitting someone is the point.
No, you wouldn't have made it.
I wouldn't have hit the right people. But yes, if I'm throwing popcorn, my intention is to hit the person that is annoying me.
Yeah. Well, whoever you hit, it's like a friendly fire. Just tell them, hit those people in front of you.
Like, I'm so sorry. Can you hit them? No, that makes me the bitch.
Siebes. Well,
yeah, I am Siebes. Okay. So, yeah, the part that made me cry was, again, spoilers. Tariel is mourning the loss of someone, and there was just this entire exchange between why can't I say his name?
Thranduil? Thranduil. I'm looking at the name, and everyone's got a T name in this.
Yeah, exactly.
Taurus.
The Elf King.
Sourman. Yeah.
The Elf King. Yeah. Legolas is betrothed and the Elf King. We're having... well, that's kind of... She kind of was his betrothed. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, kind of. Wasn't that... I don't know. Moving on. I'm pretty sure that was exposed in the Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah, I think. Okay, yeah. That's the second one. Yeah.
Right. Right. Anyway, she's mourning the loss of someone that she cared deeply for, and her king had previously told her that what she was feeling isn't real love, and da 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 da.
Got her banished, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she assisted them against his orders. You know, she was supposed to bring them back, but when the orcs attack,
he's kind of open the door. Oops.
Yeah. So she's mourning and just crying her eyes out, and she's like, if this is love, I don't want it. You know, like, okay, all right. And then a moment later, she's like, why does it hurt so much? And the Elf King, portrayed by Lee Pace, because it was real.
I think he was a little misty-eyed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hashtag weepy seeps.
I was afraid I was going to get tears on the fucking 3D glasses.
I need emotions. That would be fun.
Oh, my God. That scene was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. I do think he was a little bit misty-eyed, probably thinking about his wife.
Well, yeah.
No, that wasn't the same place. It was a different place.
No, that was the same place. No, well, yeah, it was a different place. But it was nearby.
Yeah.
It was nearby.
It was a battle. Same kind of circumstance.
Battle! Yeah.
That was a touching moment. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I got emotions. I was like, okay.
So, what is your official Midnight Movie Nights rating? Or, well, do you have anything else? I wouldn't know. You didn't put it in the show notes. I'm going to keep giving you shit about that.
Well, I was going to mention that I did notice, you know, the ending, the song at the end that was being sung.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Billy Boyd.
Yeah.
And it was written. I noticed it was written and performed by him. I didn't know it was written by him. But I noticed that in the credits. See, I do watch the credits.
Exactly. I thought that was cool.
He was Pippin, right?
I believe he was, Pippin.
Yeah. For some reason, I can't.
Off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was Pippin.
Yeah, I think he was Pip. But, yeah, that was a nice song. I thought it reminded me of another song, but I just can't. I couldn't put my name, I couldn't name it. But it was a good song, and I did notice in the credits, written and performed by him. So that was nice. I'm glad
Pippin
he was.
Peregrine Took.
Yeah, Pip. But yeah, that was nice to have him in there because he did sing in Return of the King, for the King, he was singing.
Yeah.
I don't remember that song name, but yeah, he was singing and he's got a good voice.
He does. He really does.
I don't know if he does any other kind of singing. You know, I don't know his.
I don't know, history. But now I want to find out.
I don't think he would do good with like metal or something. No. But that's metal to me. They're yelling and everything and screaming.
Your metal sounds like me doing an imitation of eating.
That's what I hear when I hear metal. Huh? I listen to 80s music and soft rock and I'm boring.
What?
Guns N' Roses, that's metal.
You rock. Guns N' Wait. Okay. I just completely heard that wrong.
Appetite for Destruction. That's probably where I left off.
Okay.
Motley Crue. That's my extent of metal. I never got into Metallica or anything. So.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else, or should we give our official ratings?
I was trying to think if there was something else that stood out. The doctor with
right.
the bird poop.
Okay. Right.
See, I really did try to get that memory out of
all right. We just saw this a couple hours ago. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't think either of us have formed real lasting.
Well, we covered about everything that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. So what's your official Midnight Movie Nights rating?
I didn't hate it.
I seriously expected to hate it, but I got to give it a didn't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you really expected to hate it?
Well.
Were you basing it on the second one?
I don't know why. I can't remember the second one. Every single time I watch it, it's like I delete it from my brain.
I know. Well, there's like, 5 minutes that I can't watch.
I swear, I've watched that movie like 8 times, and I can't remember crap about it other than the scenes of Bilbo and Smaug.
Yeah, that's about all I remember.
I was really frustrated after watching the first movie, but still really, really enjoyed it, especially because I went to go see it with my friend Colin and his son was just, oh my God, so into the movie.
Yeah, you know, I remember you talking about that.
It just, watching the kid get so excited and that really captivated me. And so the changes to the story just did not piss me off as much as
it's more annoying.
They do afterwards. Yeah, it's just it's annoying, but okay, they got to stretch it out they're going to stretch it out for three movies, so let's see where they go with this. You know, and you know, I'm fine with saying my friend's name, but I'm not going to say his kid's name. So the kid was just so super excited and you know,
what is cool when you
he ended up telling me like
something geeky.
Yeah. And he ended up telling me that of all of his dad's friends, he thinks I'm the coolest because I'll go to see, you know, awesome movies with him and everything. And aww. Yeah, so it,
maybe you can get,
I'm
Star
always,
Wars.
I'm always going to have extremely fond memories of, the first Hobbit movie just for that simple fact alone. But, and then the Desolation of Smaug, just not being able to really remember anything about it with the alarmingly high number of times that I've seen the movie. It's only been out for a year.
Yeah. My nephew took me to see that one. And I can't remember anything about it except for the end.
Yeah. Yep. So I was going into this one expecting to not like it at all, but didn't hate it. In fact, it's, you know, aside from the happy memories with the kid, this one was definitely my favorite out of the three.
Yeah, I've heard really,
it tied everything together.
Yeah. I even liked the very end of it, how it ended. Just the last scenes. I was like, I've heard other people talk about not liking how it ended, you know, with Bilbo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything going back to, I can't say present. But I just liked how I did like how it ended, how it went right back into.
It picked up right where.
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to say that or not, but yeah, it goes. It's like it's going right into Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, so, I don't. That's not very spoilery.
Okay.
That's not a spoiler at all. It's okay. So they showed old Bilbo.
Yeah. Just going into the dialogue too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was awesome. I would have liked to have seen Frodo again.
Yeah. Yeah, so would I.
But, yeah, whatever.
That would have been great. All right, well, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's with a K. That's it? Okay.
What, you got more?
No. I think that was it.
We actually what the hell are you giving me shit for? That's it. Oh, you got nothing. You have more to say? No.
This week.
Say what?
I said we actually talked about the movie this week.
Oh yeah.
It was devoted to the movie.
Yeah. Holy crap! And we've been going for almost an hour.
Wow. And I'm glad it was. Again, I'm glad it was my first 3D movie ever in the theater.
Well, okay, so.
I've never watched a movie in the theater.
Well, we've been going long enough that I can't remember if we actually talked about your impressions of the 3D.
What, for this movie or just in general?
In general, in the theater.
Well, for this movie, yeah. I mean, everything about it, just, you know, like a, you know, some things it seems like coming right at you. Some of it's just the perspective. I mean, like when what is it?
See, I didn't really notice anything coming right at us, you know.
Well,
it was
like
more it adds yeah. A layer of depth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like when Thorin is walking with the sword, with the elven sword.
Okay.
Did you notice that? That was awesome how it was just kind of at his side and you could see the perspective, like it not coming right at you, but just kind of
sure.
With
yeah.
depth. So
exactly.
That was cool.
Exactly.
So I was impressed with it. Just because it was on a big screen, too.
Now, would you want to go see more movies in 3D, or do you think you would prefer the 2D?
It would depend on the movie. Like, maybe Age of Ultron, when it comes out, possibly.
Okay.
Maybe Star Wars.
Oh, I don't want to see Star Wars
I don't,
in 3D.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe.
No,
it would just
no.
depend. But I think
you
could
go
depend.
See that in 3D with someone else.
Or, you know, like Ant-Man. I don't think I... It doesn't seem like it would do enough to actually be that impressive in 3D. I don't know much about Ant-Man, but Avengers would seem like it would have more action, more things that would seem to pop.
Sure.
So,
but I can give you that one.
It would just depend on the movie.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, if they're like The Notebook too, no, I don't need to see that movie.
I don't think there's going to be a Notebook too.
Yeah.
His inspiration has left the building.
Yeah, he's going to start doing like action movies and...
Yeah, in the news, too. Nicholas Sparks and his wife of 25 years, and the inspiration for most of his romantic novels, they are separated.
So I say he's going to go do action movies now. Screw love. I'm going to
He writes books,
up.
Not movies.
Well, they turn him into movies.
That doesn't mean that he's the one. I don't know if he's actually the screenwriter for them. I can't say that off the top of my head, but no, he writes the books. Yeah. Other people do the movies.
He's going to start like action novels then. Taken 4. I do want to see Taken 3, though. I don't care what people say.
I want to go see it.
Two movies invested into it. I want to see it.
Oh, that guy in front of us when we were getting the popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
That guy was so excited to be seeing Taken 3. It was great. You know, just had a great little experience at the theater talking to someone in front of us. You know, just there to have a blast. He was willing to talk to anyone. It was awesome. You know, he struck up a conversation with us, and then when he was paying for things, he struck up a conversation with the cashier. I'm sure he talked to the ticket taking person. You know, he was just, this guy was excited to be at the movies. That actually, I love that. I love seeing that.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, it was cool to see someone excited to go to movies. Not just, I'm just here to do something.
Just here to do some research for a podcast. You know, because I really wanted to see this movie with my dad and brother as well. But, you know, I gave them... What, this movie's been out for... Next week will be a month.
Yeah. What, December 17th?
I mean, yeah. They live right there. It shouldn't be that hard for us to go to a fucking movie. So I tried. I legitimately tried, but it didn't work. So, yeah. And really, I think this worked out. You know, we can get to that another time. Yeah, I think history will be the judge of skipping the tournament and just solely talking about the flick pick. This, well, we kind of did the same thing with episode 50 for Guardians, but we also had Mark, yes. Patrick, and Jim,
yeah,
as well.
Well, we did say things were going to
change.
One
of Jim's 40 weekly podcasts. You know, Will Wilkins made the joke about me being the new Ming. Nope. Yeah. It's Jim. It's his old buddy, Jim. Yeah. Okay. So now can I run through the closing, or are you going to stop me again if I say that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week?
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn. Partners with Gabnet, by the way. Yay!
Nice little plug.
One of my other projects. If you guys don't already know, I host a show called Getting Geeky on over on Gabnet.
American Broadcast
Network. You didn't end it there. Anyway, so yeah, tune in and a few other podcast directories.
And we are starting a live show now at about 9.
Midnight Eastern.
Midnight
We're
Eastern.
The Midnight Movie Nights, dude. Come on.
Yeah, Midnight Eastern. Okay.
There you go. See, we always, we should have been saying Midnight Central before,
yeah,
when we were at 10 p.m. So let's just go with Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
It's always midnight somewhere. Even if we did it like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to be midnight somewhere. Anyway.
Well, what if it's actually Midnight Central right now at the time that we record this?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, see, you were in Texas, and so the Central time, midnight, we went on midnight at your time.
Yeah.
Or at least we aimed to.
Yeah.
And then we're like, scratch that.
It's a new year.
Well, yeah, you're out here and now I can, yell at you and kick down the door when you're sleeping through our fucking show.
I'm not sleeping now.
Yeah.
It's a new year. I'm awake. And we do have the live stream on midnightmovienights.com, which is where you're listening to it right now, unless it's the download.
Yeah. You say that like the download's a bad thing.
No, no, no. It's a good thing. As long as you listen live. You listen now.
All right. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, George R. R. Martin certainly does. He keeps killing them all. our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic on our website. And what?
Nothing. Nothing. Just keep going.
Okay. And Tom Sherlock at Judge Funky Boy for the themes. And at DC Cantel, Al, for all our segment intros. Which we did play a couple of them. And we've got a couple of new followers.
Yeah.
I think so.
Why do you sound like you're questioning it?
I just wanted to make sure. I noticed
it's in the show notes.
Yeah.
The show notes are the master. Don't look at me.
the master?
Yeah.
Where's the doctor?
He was in the flick pic.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Damien Chaplin at
Eric Dante.
Eric, okay, and this one's cool. Catfish at M. Mer.
M. Mer 18.
I like that name.
Yeah. Be honest, did you for half a second think it was Mer from the Tenderloins?
Yeah. From Impractical it's not. Jokers. Yeah, I know. I just thought of Mer, though.
Who else do we want to thank?
Everyone who's listening live.
Just the why? Why
anyone
just the people
listening?
Live? Yeah, there we go. Thank you
if
for listening to us.
You. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for listening. creepy
I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yes?
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
So that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I can't believe we actually talked about the movie for almost an hour.
I know. total movie talk, which is what we do sometimes.
Well, we usually, you know, talk about it afterwards. I really want to start, you know, while we were in the theater, just like, frankly, when the last few scenes we're rolling, I looked down at my lap and I realized, you know, there's enough ambient light coming from the screen. I can bring my notebook in and actually just jot down the notes.
Yeah. You don't even have to look at it. You just write things down.
Yeah. Just write really later. Quickly. But if I need to go back and look to make sure I'm not writing on top of notes I've already written on.
Or writing on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just writing in the notebook. Oh, hey, that's my leg. No, yeah, I do want to actually look at what I'm writing, or at least make sure that, you know, I'm just really not over writing things. But there is enough ambient light in the theater just from the projection and what's on the screen. So
yeah, I have to do that too. I always carry my little notepad in my pocket.
We were really bad about reading the tweets tonight.
Yeah, that's true. You got the one zinger in there, though.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we got a couple more from Al. And, oh, apparently Ryan wishes he could have listened live. Well, we wish you could listen live, too. But and Marianne's out there, so that's cool.
You haven't saw that one.
It just came in.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.